Bruce Wayne is seen nationwide, daily on Fox, ABC, CBS, and independent TV stations across the United States. And now, Bruce and his team of 22 medical doctors, scientists, and fitness experts team up for the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. Join us for the next hour and learn why doctors, physical therapists, dietitians, and a gazillion nurses all use Armageddon Weight Loss. Now, your host and founder of Armageddon Weight Loss, Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne is arguably one of the most qualified weight loss experts in the world. Bruce Wayne is seen on TV daily nationwide on CBS, ABC, Fox, The CW, Warner Brothers affiliates, and independent TV stations across the U.S. He's the founder and creator of Armageddon Weight Loss DVD program sold nationwide and internationally, including Brazil, India, Canada, and the United Kingdom. Bruce Wayne has worked on the bone marrow transplant, lung transplant, and burn and trauma intensive care units at Harvard Medical School Teaching Hospital. He is a champion weightlifter and has over 30 years of experience in the health and wellness field. His medical team is comprised of 22 medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and champion athletes. Bruce Wayne is also author of 13 books on weight loss and other health topics, and his client Carlos from right here in Atlanta lost over 238 pounds and trained for the 2016 Olympics. I am Jennifer Green, your co-host.
And I'm Bruce Wayne, and welcome to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. Our guest today is IT professional Geetha Ramkumar, mother of two kids who lives right here in Alpharetta, Georgia, who used Armageddon Weight Loss to lose weight, get toned, got rid of her cell lead, and of course, folks, just like all of our Armageddon Weight Loss clients, she now has a perfect butt. Today's show topic is preventive healthcare being trivialized and should it be regulated? Yes, that scary R word that we all hate. But I want you to hear me out. First, how many people are affected by chronic diseases in the United States? Generally incurable and ongoing, chronic diseases affect approximately 133 million Americans. So let's put some of this in perspective. This is more people than the entire population of Canada, the UK, Australia, and Hong Kong combined. Seriously, that's a lot of people. By 2020, in just 4 years from now, that number is projected to grow to an estimated 157 million people. So let's keep adding to this number so we can add Israel, Sweden, and Denmark to the list. So 157 million Americans suffering from generally incurable ongoing chronic disease equals the entire combined population of Canada, the UK, Australia, Hong Kong, Israel, Sweden, and Denmark combined. I want you to reflect on that for a moment, how many people we're talking about. So according to the CDC, about half of all adult Americans have chronic conditions. As of 2012, about half of all adults, 117 million people in the United States, have one or more chronic health conditions. Think about this. Let me repeat this again. About 117 million American adults have a chronic health condition. Now, are you ready for the other half of that story? In 2010, 7 out of 10 deaths in the United States were from chronic diseases. Again, in 2010, a statistic from 6 to 7 years ago, 7 out of 10 of the deaths were from chronic diseases. So if you have 117 million adults having one or multiple chronic diseases, and 7 out of 10 of those adult deaths are from chronic diseases, these are scary numbers. So essentially, we're talking about 70% of 117 million people with one or more chronic disease. This number, or calculation, which I've done for you, is 81,900,000 people who are suffering from a generally incurable, ongoing chronic disease such as heart disease, cancers, and stroke, which accounts for more than half of all deaths in the United States each year. So the question again that I raise is preventive healthcare being trivialized? With the vast majority of chronic disease being preventable, such as heart disease, the number one killer, and diabetes, should preventive healthcare become more regulated? I know the word regulation is a dirty word for many people, but here's the context that I want you to think about preventive healthcare in. As I've said in the past, when you get sick, most people think of the solution as being a medical and scientific process, one that requires an army of doctors, scientists, and researchers to get involved. Many of you may have friends or family members who, in order to save your family member or a friend, maybe the doctor needed to work with a researcher or scientist to try to come up with some drugs or medical procedures to try to save that family member's life. In addition, you also have what I call the prayer vigil. These are the family members that show up after you get sick, and they're there in the hospital. They're praying and hoping that you will get well. In addition to that, you also, as you get sicker, you may need to also start to spend your life savings, mortgage your home, and in some case become bankrupt. And if you actually survive all of this, you may become a burden to your friends and family members who now has to take care of you. So the question that I constantly have been asking on many of my shows is, if you're willing to give up everything you got, your life savings, go bankrupt, become a burden to your family members, and if over 117 million Americans suffer from these incurable, often preventable disease, which can leave you bankrupt and make you a burden to your family members, and don't forget, 7 out of 10 of these Americans die from these chronic diseases each year, do you, yes, I'm talking to you folks, do you really believe you fully understand how to take care of yourself from a preventive healthcare point of view? If 117 million adults, half of the U.S. population, acquire a preventable chronic disease, and 81 million Americans are not able to implement the right process to prevent themselves from acquiring these generally incurable, often preventable disease, are you and is our nation ready to accept the fact that maybe, just maybe, you don't really understand how to lose weight and become healthy? Do you think it's time to admit that you might need some serious professional help? And I don't mean some poorly trained personal trainer in your local gym either. I want you to reflect on that. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll speak with IT professional Geetha Ramkumar, our guest.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. I'm your host, Bruce Wayne. Our guest today is IT professional Geetha Ramkumar, mother of two kids who live right here in Alpharetta, Georgia, who used Armageddon Weight Loss to lose weight, got toned, got rid of her cell lead, and of course, folks, just like all of our Armageddon Weight Loss clients, she now has a perfect butt. Geetha, welcome to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show.
Hey, Bruce. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, Geetha. So this is Jennifer, and I wanted to ask you, because you probably have suffered things that a lot of us suffer, is what was your biggest frustration in trying to get in shape all by yourself on your own?
Not knowing what worked for me. I was trying different workout plans, different equipment, but none of them ever gave me the results I wanted to see, you know, feel good and look good. That was my biggest frustration.
What were some of your trouble areas that you wanted to work on?
My problem was with my lower body, generally, my thighs, my bottom. I also had trouble with my arm strength after I had my second kid. So this program kind of helped me get over all that and get in my best shape ever.
So, Geetha, let me ask you a question here. You're a vegetarian. And as you know, the latest craze here in the United States is go vegan or become a vegetarian. Being from India, where there's a massive population of vegetarians, I take it there are no overweight people in India suffering from diabetes or heart disease, right?
No, that's not true, you know. Being a vegetarian does not mean that you're eating right. You may be a vegetarian or a non-vegetarian person, but if you don't know your food, if you don't know what you're eating, how you're eating, you're going to end up with health problems, believe me. So I have seen many people in India suffering from diabetes, heart disease, in spite of being a vegetarian. So, yeah, there you go. You need to know your food.
So actually, folks, here are some statistics on that. About 1.7 million Indians' heart stops beating every year, according to the World Health Organization. Cardiovascular disease emerged as India's top killer around the mid-1980s. Since the turn of the century, it's a growing threat. In 2012, one in four Indians who died from cardiovascular-related diseases, according to the World Health Organization. And it was one in five just in 2000. So in just 12 years, it moved from one in five to one in four. So, Geetha, did you see many family members or friends suffering from heart disease or diabetes?
Yeah, sadly, I have seen very close to me would be my mom's family. I have seen at least three of them suffer, have a tough time with having history of diabetes and heart conditions. So, yeah, I do see many Indians suffering from these diseases.
You and I have had many conversations about adults in their 50s in the U.S. versus adults in their 50s in India. From a health and fitness point of view, explain what are some of the differences that you see?
This is strictly from how I perceive things. Of course, recently there has been a lot of change. People are getting more and more aware of the health and fitness and things like that. But what I have seen earlier is that in India, the adults, once they reach a certain age, they kind of give up on their health and fitness. They focus more on family, what's good for the family. Hey, I love my family. But what I think is important is if you really love your family, that's one reason why you need to go and try and stay healthy. But that was not the case with the seniors in India. They think it's no longer important to work out because they're already getting old. And workout seems to be the last thing in their mind. So that is changing, but it's sad to see that happening quite a bit in India.
I think the value of self is also important. You know, it's one thing to live vicariously through your kids, but it's another to realize that you as a being, as a human being on the planet, you also have a series of experiences that you want to have as well. And being healthy yourself, you're going to be able to make a better contribution to your family and to be able to enjoy them in time, you know, in time to come. So your husband eats meat, but you don't. And I wonder what the vegetarians would say about this.
Again, like I said, I'm a total vegetarian to the extent that my family doesn't even eat garlic. When I say my family, my parents and their side, my husband, my kids, they do eat meat and everything. But again, we need to know what we are eating. We need to know what makes a full meal. So it doesn't matter if you're a vegetarian or a non-vegetarian if you know the nutrition science. You learn how things work and what's a better meal. I think it should be okay. It should work fine. So that's what I learned from Armageddon Weight Loss. You know, that's one very good thing I learned, and I'm still learning, but it's a very good addition to my lifestyle.
So, folks, full disclosure, I'm sort of baiting Geetha a bit here. This is a false choice question, because when you learn nutrition science, it really opens up your world to having more choices than you ever imagined. It means we can show you how to either eat meat or be a vegetarian or both. Like Geetha says, the secret is to learn nutrition science. Once you learn nutrition science, it really opens up your world and you don't necessarily need to deprive yourself of many of the foods that you currently eat. I think a lot of times what you see is when you see these commercials on TV, there's a lot of deprivation going on where people are giving up so much of what they need to do. So they're either going, okay, I'm going to become a vegan and I'm going to give up all the meat, or I'm going to go the opposite direction. I'm going to go on Atkins style and I'm going to give up, all the carbs. And there's always these extremes going on. But when you sort of understand how to formulate it properly based on evidence-based science delivered by actual scientists and doctors and registered dietitian, then at that point, you're really able to see what the picture really looked like and to understand the full science behind it. So, Geetha, I've been personally coaching you for several years now, and some of my closest students refer to you as mini Bruce Wayne, sort of like mini me, and you're clearly stronger and a better athlete than most of the men in the building that you train with. So, yes, I'm talking about the men. Yes, Geetha is stronger and fitter than many of the men in the gym, and she does not look like some masculine buff dude growing a beard and, you know, with steroids out, you know, the stereotypical look. I mean, she's extremely feminine looking. Not to say whatever that's defined by anyway. But how do you feel about being in better shape than many of the people around you?
Very good, actually. I mean, not in a competitive sort of way, but it's a good feeling that I look good and I feel good too, you know? Isn't it good to feel fit and be fit? So there you go. I feel very good.
I noticed that you exhibit a sense of responsibility for getting your friends in shape and even many of our clients. Now that you're so much more educated about health and fitness, do you feel a sense of responsibility about helping to motivate your friends, family members, and others around you to stay in shape?
Yeah, I do, Bruce. That's one good thing I have experienced about Armageddon Weight Loss. You feel good. you look good. Of course, it's a bonus. It's always there. But I think people recently are ready to do what it takes, you know, but they just need a little bit of direction, a bit of motivating, cheering, you know what I mean? So whenever I get a chance like that to, you know, point at least one person in the right direction, get them the help they need to get fit, feel good, I try to do that. And, of course, I use myself as an example. I show them what I have achieved in spite of my very busy work schedule, my family and everything. So I use myself as an example, and I can vouch for the program. And of course, we all have to be each other's cheerleaders, right, families and friends. So I try my best to do whatever I can to help my friends.
I think it's so great to have a cheerleader, have someone who's been through the program to help you along. And anytime, you know, you could be a role model. I think you're doing a great thing. Now, you've been involved with the Armageddon Weight Loss Program for quite some time now, over 4 years. Do you feel at this point that you really know how to eat healthy?
Yeah, I do. I have learned quite a bit. You know, I used to, like Bruce pointed out correctly earlier, we tend to kind of go all the way, all carbs or all proteins and things like that. But now I understand what's the right amount of each nutrition that I need to have, you know, fat or carbs. We try to run away from carbs or fat. That's not the case. So I have learned that. I have grown quite a bit with this program. And I also, the best part about this is I not only know how to eat healthy, I also know now how to mix things up so I don't get bored with eating the same thing and then, you know, start craving for junk food. So that's the best thing. You have different choices and options to mix things, make it interesting, make your meal interesting while keeping it healthy.
I know in the culture, Indian culture, you guys have some of the best bread, the naan, and I can't remember the other stuff, and that's all so good, but can't have too much of it. Are you able to convert some of your traditional cultural foods into healthier choices, or did you need to give up eating your cultural foods altogether?
No, I don't believe in dieting, eating, or, you know, sacrificing food to stay healthy. But yes, this program has, Armageddon Weight Loss Program has definitely helped me to, you know, gave me ideas. So what I do is I customize my traditional food all the time, make it healthier, not sacrificing on the food or the taste. Yeah, I have continued cooking the traditional cultural food, you know.
That's nice. It just shows how adaptable the program is.
It sure is.
It is. Definitely.
So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be talking with IT professional Geetha Ramkumar.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. My name is Bruce Wayne, and we're here with my guest today, Geetha Ramkumar, and we're continuing our conversation. So Jennifer, one of the things that I think is grossly misunderstood that you see a lot out there as the solution is the idea that one country does everything right. For example, I see the Mediterranean diet being promoted as almost the holy grail. You see it all over the place, and everybody swears by this. A lot of medical institutions I actually see promote in this as well. Yet this conflicts with the hard science that suggests something far different. The truth is that as we continue to advance the science specific to weight loss, fitness, and health in general, all human cultures must change. They must modify their cultural recipes and even eliminate certain foods from their diet. They must implement evidence-based scientific processes or they're going to be going in the wrong direction. So Geetha, you're a mother of two kids, and you work full-time, and you are married. Are you able to transfer the knowledge that you learned from our program to your family? How has that knowledge helped your family?
Yeah, of course. I do that every day. The main thing that I try to help them with is the food choices and how to apply them to their daily lives. They're still very young, you know, and I feel it's the right time to educate them so they can apply this for the rest of their lives. So the result I see is amazing, and I'm very proud of my kids. For example, the other day we were driving by, and I was too tired to cook, so I was asking my son, do you want to go get some chicken nuggets? This is what he says, and I was very surprised. He says, you know what? The chicken nuggets are very greasy. I don't think it's a healthy thing to eat. So I was so proud. So this is what I do with them, you know. This program has helped me. And another thing is my kids, they try to follow something only if they know why. So I kind of learned so much from this program that I can actually explain to them why it's not good for them, why this certain thing is good for them. So definitely it's helped me guide my family in the right direction.
So tell us about your results.
Like I said, my daughter, she's a tennis player, and she has to work out like 6 to 7 hours a day. So these kids, they tend to go and stuff their mouth with junk food. Now she thinks better. She's like, instead of this, maybe I should go and have some cucumber. Maybe I should have some fruits or things like that. So she has started making her own choices, and I'm proud to say that she's doing all right. I mean, I'm sure she's going to lead a healthy life. So whatever I have been doing with them for the last few years, guiding them, helping them make the right choices, has helped, and I'm seeing it now with my kids, both my kids actually, and my husband.
So basically that was telling me a lot about your daughter's results. So she's obviously benefited through the program through you. But let's talk specifically about you. Let's talk about your results.
Obviously, I feel good. I am much more energetic. And, you know, I have a 7-year-old. I play with him in the same way I used to play with my daughter, who is now 18 years old, when she was a kid. I don't feel any difference. I don't feel old. I feel like the program has kind of slowed down the aging process because I feel good. And also, you know, the we all as a family come together, we make our meals, we enjoy the food. I mean, it's nice. I don't have to cook 3 meals, because one for my daughter, one for my son, one for me and my husband, because I didn't know what was going on. But after the program, after I learned so much, I know how to incorporate all good ingredients, just one meal with all of us. More time on hands now, quality time actually. It's helped in a different way, not just with the body, not with just with fitness. Overall, it has helped us with the lifestyle as well.
So let's turn the page a little bit here for a second. According to the CDC, chronic disease can be largely preventable. Obesity is one of the biggest driver of preventive chronic disease and healthcare costs in the United States. Currently, estimates for the cost range from $147 billion to over $210 billion per year. If we were to use the larger number of $210 billion over 10 years, that would equal $2.1 trillion that's spent on chronic disease each year, or that would be spent on chronic diseases over a 10-year period. So let me give you some perspective. The gross domestic product, GDP, is one of the primary indicators used to gauge the health of a country's economy. It represents the total dollar value of all goods and services produced over a specific period of time. There are currently 196 countries in the world. $2.1 trillion, the cost of chronic disease over a 10-year period of time in the United States, is more money than 190 of those countries in the world yearly. Only the United States, European Union, China, Japan, Germany, the UK, and France have a greater gross domestic product. Folks, let me say that again. There's 196 countries in the world. 190 of those, their GDP is less than what it costs us in a 10-year span for chronic diseases here in the United States. So again, do you think we should regulate preventive health care? Or do you want to just trust your health to your girlfriend? Doing that new diet program or some new move your personal trainer is eagerly, can't wait, itching to test out on you that he's so sure is going to be that thing that's going to get you where you need to go, even though there's little or no scientific information or background to substantiate that it's going to work. So Geetha, as someone who has lived in many countries, including Japan, India, and the United States, looking back at these people, do you believe now that you're so much more educated about health and fitness that you may have been able to help these individuals live a healthier life?
Yes, I do. You know, I now after doing this program, I know exactly why I do what I do. Earlier, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just like a lost soul, trying out different things, nothing working for me. I go into the gym and I come out feeling the same way, you know, not feeling any different. But now it's all different now. I go into workout and I come out much more energetic, happier, and relaxed.
you know, you've lived in all these different places, and it seems like, you know, Americans either are not at all into their health or they're, you know, obsessed. Do you see people spending money on other things instead of spending money, you know, investing in their health?
I see a lot of people who would rather spend money on something else rather than health. But I also see recently people are getting aware because of all, getting aware about how health is much more important. So it's like, it's right there. I would like to see more people going towards preventative health care rather than spending money on something else and then going for cure.
So let me ask you another question. Over the years, you've personally witnessed so many people who come to the gym with all sort of crazy workout routines and programs. Do you think we should treat preventive healthcare more seriously with the respect that it deserves, instead of essentially people just coming into the gym and think just because they got a gym membership that all of a sudden they're supposed to know how to work out and how to lose weight?
Of course, I think anytime I would think that prevention is always better than cure. You know, I would rather spend my money and time and energy on taking measures to stay fit rather than wait till I'm broken and I need to be repaired, you know, and the repairing process is painful too, you know. So I would say we should all go towards preventative health care, take it more seriously than wait for it to break down one day.
Don't you think, Etha, though, it's like the American way? I'm just curious from an outsider, like, you know, we just wait till it's too late and then we try to fix, you know, because we're not doing that preventive health care. And the same goes with, you know, going to the gym, like Bruce just said, and all of a sudden you have a gym membership, so you're going to erase years of bad eating and bad habits.
Yeah, I see that a lot, but it's the attitude, right? We all have to try and change that. But like I said, people are changing, but it's going to take some time. I think this program is a good way to start. You know, I would encourage everyone to try this and, you know, see how it goes instead of waiting. But I agree with you, Jennifer. I have seen quite a few people waiting for things to go wrong or just taking a gym membership, walking for 15 minutes or whatever and saying they're all better.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll talk with Geetha Ramkumar, Armageddon Weight Loss Success Story.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. I'm your host, Bruce Wayne. We're here with our guest, Geetha Ramkumar, IT professional and mother of two. So Geetha, you expressed that when your parents come to visit you from India here in the United States, they always lose weight because the knowledge you have learned from our program. Tell us all about that.
So I not only extend my learning to my immediate family here, I also do it with my parents. It's worked out pretty good. So my parents, you know, have this idea that the meal is complete only if they have rice or roti or Indian bread at night. So let's say I take them to a restaurant, we have spaghetti or whatever. They come back home and they are like, okay, I need to eat rice and roti. So that was very funny. But I had to sit them down and educate them as to how it works, how the nutrition works. They're a pretty good sport and very, very active couple, actually, touchwood. So that was one area where I was able to help them. And the next thing is my mom is a very active person. She does the cooking and all that stuff. And then she ends up calling it a workout. She's like, I'm done with the workout. I did all the housework. So that was very cute, too. So I encourage them to walk more, get some, you know, exercise and things like that. And another thing is they fear that if they did a little more than walking or whatever, they might fall sick or they might pull a muscle. That was a wrong idea also they had. They didn't realize that they needed to work out to keep themselves, the muscles loose, not get tightened, flexible, and all that. So whatever knowledge I gained, you know, because I have seen in my program very old people, young people, fat, thin, all kinds of people, people with back pain. I have seen all those people. I was amazed at how the program helped them. So I was very confident that I could use that a little bit on my parents. So what we realized, my parents realized was walking or working out does not make them fall sick. In fact, it's the other way around. So I'm proud to say that when they left India, the last time they were here together, they had lost 25 pounds.
Oh, so, my goodness.
Wow.
That was pretty good, yeah.
So they way to go, happy. Mini-me, huh?
So I was the Bruce Wayne for them, actually. So they are continuing to use that knowledge in India as well. I'm very impressed with them. I'm proud of them. But I am really happy that I could help them out and change their idea of food and workout, you know.
That's great. Yeah. You've had such an impact on the people around you, and then hopefully they'll share the information, and it's contagious. You know, you talked about your parents and how happy you are for them. How happy are you with how you look now?
Oh, very much. My husband doesn't let go of a chance to say how good I look, which is pretty good. My kids, my daughter thinks I'm cool, and you know, 18-year-old to think mom is cool, that's a pretty big achievement, I would say. So overall, I'm pretty happy with the way I look, with the way I feel. I am addicted to the Armageddon weight loss program. I'm a hardcore Armageddon right now.
She's an Armageddon girl. We call them Armageddon gladiators. So yeah. What is the best part of your body that you get the most compliments on, or you know, is there a part that you like the most, so to speak?
Overall, everyone, my friends, my family, I mean, they come to me and appreciate how good I look. And some of my friends who have known me forever, they are like, your stamina is so good. I mean, you're so energetic. You just are moving all the time. How can you do that? My brother, my sister-in-law and all, they come and tell me, you work all the time. How can you get so much energy? So it's the program, you know. That's all I say. And I'm more relaxed. I don't feel tired doing all the things that I do during the day. So overall, I'm pretty happy with the way I look, and I should say how I feel as well. That's a huge impact this program has had on me, how I feel.
You told me that when you visited India, you were like a celebrity in the gym, and that all the trainers and people kind of gathered around you. It's sort of like you were putting on a clinic over there.
I did. So, you know, when I used to work out, I was in India, so I try to follow the plan while I'm away. So I was doing that. Few women came to me and said, you know, are you a professional athlete? How can you do all this? Won't you get hurt? I mean, isn't it dangerous? I mean, I was just doing lunges and things like that. I mean, said, no, it's not. And I'm not a professional athlete. I have two kids. My daughter's going off to college this year. And they were very shocked, you know. I mean, they were pretty excited. I mean, not excited. They were, like, amazed, I would say. I felt very good, you know, when they came and told me that, of course. And the trainers used to come and ask me, what's your age? We heard you have two kids. You're married. How can you do this? And all that.
Yeah, they were kind of taking notes,
feeling.
Huh?
Yeah.
They were kind of taking notes. See, I want to share something that I know about you here that I think is kind of adorable. Your husband does your clothes shopping, and you do his clothes shopping. And Jennifer, I think this is adorable because, you know, if it was up to me, Jennifer, and I was picking out your clothes.
Scary.
Yeah, I know. You'd have uncoordinated polka dots and the tablecloth would be back in style. So I think that's kind of adorable there, Geetha. So let me turn the page here. So generally incurable and ongoing, chronic disease affect approximately 133 million Americans, like I've said before, which is more people than the entire population of Canada, the UK, Australia and Hong Kong combined, with a projection of 157 million people by 2020. In just 4 years, people, that's not that long from now. So let's go to that projection there. 157 million Americans suffering from chronic, incurable, and ongoing chronic disease in just 4 years is equal to the combined population of, listen to these countries, Canada, the UK, Australia, Hong Kong, Israel, Sweden and Denmark combined. Imagine having all those countries with chronically ill people. Plus, as of 2012, 4 years ago, about half of all adults in the United States, 117 million people, had one or more chronic health condition. And the scariest part is that 7 out of 10 adults who die each year in the United States die from chronic diseases. Really reflect on that. Remember, just a few weeks ago, we had on nurse educator Mary Pat Vetter, who expressed that she was involved in the nation's largest and longest ongoing women's research project. involving over 230,000 nurses, and that she'd been providing blood work for over 30 years as a participant in the study. So this is a pretty serious, comprehensive study, folks. She expressed that the study began back in 1989 and involved specifically registered nurses. In fact, the reason why they picked nurses was so that they were able to provide the type of technical information that was required much more efficiently because they had the training. Some of the finding that came up from the study was that over 60% of the nurses who were tracked were currently overweight or obese, while another study showed that over 53% of doctors are overweight. So again, if the medical providers are struggling to not end up with these chronic diseases, and if you, the individual, are also struggling and you cannot seem to get it right from all the Zumba classes you're taking, all the quick weight loss fixes you're taking, the diet shakes, those insane workout programs you're performing, all the money you're spending going to that local personal trainer or that health coach on your job, don't you think it is time to admit that you may need a much more powerful solution? And that you don't actually know the answer to this question, which means you need professional help. Our medical and scientific board of advisors who helped to develop Armageddon Weight Loss includes 4 neuroscientists, 2 psychologists, 2 physicists, a biochemist, a health chemist, an endocrinology doctor, an OBGYN doctor, a gastroenterology doctor, physical therapist, registered dietitian, champion athletes, and more people than I can list right now who are part of our team. So over 50% of our Armageddon Weight Loss clients also work in the medical field. We have tons of doctors, scientists, physical therapists, and a gazillion nurses, even registered dietitians, who are all using Armageddon Weight Loss when they personally want to lose weight and get in shape. And folks, as you know, these are typically the people that you seek out when you want to get some advice about how to lose weight. However, tons of these individuals come to us when they're struggling to lose weight and get in shape. Plus, not only are they coming to us, they're sending us their patients, workers, and colleagues to us. So the question I want to ask you, and I want you to think about, is why do you think all these individuals trust us with their patients, friends, and family members? In every era, there comes a few people who gets it right, who accomplish something extraordinary. That is what the Armageddon Weight Loss Program is all about. So if you're sitting out there and you're wondering, what do I need to do, and how do I get the help that I need? Rather than just winging it day after day, or doing the same thing you've always done, how about you try something different for a change? Go to our website. It's a blue website, Armageddon Weight Loss. When you get there, it's a blue website. You're going to see people from all walks of life. You're going to see doctors, nurses. You're going to see IT professionals, lawyers, people from all stripes and age groups that are there that have utilized our weight loss program to not only lose weight, but to get in shape and to live a much healthier life. It's time for you to stop risking your health to just a wing it strategy or to the next gimmick that's out there. It's really time for you to give science a real chance. So go to our website, listen to a lot of our testimonials that are on there, and also listen to some of our previous radio shows. If you're interested in actually having me come to your organization, whether it's your company or your church or your business, etc., just reach out to us on our website. I'm happy to come by and speak and motivate your staff and to motivate your friends, family members, etc. at your organization. Let me show you how to think differently about weight loss and fitness. Let me help to guide you so you can structure things to be a much more scientific-based process. My name is Bruce Wayne, and thank you for joining us for the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. Until next time, stay fit.
You've been listening to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show with Bruce Wayne. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.